some of the people you support may receive money from a governmental agency. This could include a Social Security check. Persons with disabilities may be vulnerable to being victims of financial fraud. This could include their money being stolen, borrowed, or used for something that it wasn't intended for. An example of fraud would be if you went to the bank with an individual's Social Security check, cashed it, and then kept the cash. This would be stealing from the individual's funds, which would be financial fraud. Imagine this example. You are driving an individual home from work and realize that the company's vehicle is out of gas. You cannot find the company's credit card and do not have enough personal money to fill up the gas tank. John, the individual you support, is with you and has cash in his wallet. You ask John if you could borrow $30, just for an hour, to fill up the gas. You borrow the money and fully intend to pay John back. However, you got busy on your shift and forgot to pay John back that day. Whether intentional or accidental, the individual's money was not intended to be borrowed or spent on this expense. This scenario is fraud, and it is not acceptable. Even if you would have paid John back the moment you walked in the door, this would still be problematic and fraudulent. Even though we can understand how an emergency like this could occur, you need to find another way to solve the problem without making a wrong and fraudulent decision. The bottom line is that stealing or borrowing an individual's money is not acceptable. There are many different ways to steal, borrow, or use an individual's monies for items that are not on the behalf of the individual, even if it's accidental. You have the responsibility to see that individual monies are safe and spent appropriately. If you have any concerns about how individual monies are being spent, you have the responsibility to report your concerns to your manager or the Public Funds Compliance Officer.